Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
You know, I used to be a news reporter, but I'm not anymore. But it's very recent that I'm not. But I'm not. I used to be a news reporter on the radio, but I'm not.
You
anymore.
Used to be, but not anymore, right? I think, they're more interested, like if you still are in the present, so you are not anymore a reporter, right?
Not anymore.
I think we can continue with that, anyways, ma'am. Thinking ahead,
okay.
Which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan, state legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th. Definitely going to vote, very likely going to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote.
Oh, I am registered, and I'm very likely to vote. I'm
very likely to
vote.
Definitely okay.
Going to vote. So.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And what is your age, between 18 to 35? 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65 years old?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And also, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Wrong track, sir.
I don't really have a comment on that. I don't know enough to know. So.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. This proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
That proposal I would vote yes for.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, in favor.
Definitely in favor or probably?
Yes, definitely in favor.
Thank you. Since Lalo language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slightly property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes in favor.
Thank you. Definitely still yes in favor or probably yes?
Yes, yes, yes. Definitely yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
Any more questions?
We're only at 13%, ma'am. Correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that kind of time. I'm cooking, and I 13%. I'm sorry. This sounds like it's going to take a very long time, and I'm sorry. Thank you. Have a very good day. I'm going to hang up now. Bye-bye.